Detroit, Michigan has earned the name America's Comeback City for a reason. Detroit knows both economic hardship and recovery. The city was especially hard hit during the Great Recession, which started in 2007 and continued to 2009. At one point, Detroit had an unemployment rate of 28.4%. Many businesses closed, and some Detroit natives left the city. But by June 2017, the jobless rate was 7.8%. Detroit's economy is improving in part because it has welcomed so many immigrants. They are opening new businesses, which have created jobs and made their neighborhoods safer. Yet, some observers believe that while the lives of immigrants are improving, the city is not. Ehsan Takbim founded the Bangladeshi American Public Affairs Committee. He is one of many immigrants who are trying to strengthen Detroit's economy. Takbim talked to a VOA reporter about his neighborhood.
This is the main the street of Banglatown. All the commercial districts are right here. This is where the revitalization is taking place.
Banglatown was once a very poor neighborhood in Detroit. But Takbim and others are working to make the area a place that people want to visit.
You will hardly find any vacant spot right now. The value of the homes had gone up since then. Businesses have been thriving, and traffic has gone up tremendously.
Groups like Global Detroit and the New American Economy have found that the arrival of immigrants has slowed the drop in the city's population. They say immigrants are also responsible for rising housing prices, and they have created or have helped keep in place more than 1,700 local manufacturing jobs. A study by the two groups found that the number of immigrants in Detroit grew by 12.1% between 2010 and 2014, or 4,137 individuals. At the same time, the city's population dropped about 4.2%. But some observers do not believe that immigrants are the reason the city is recovering. And they say Detroit still faces many tests. Stanley Renshaw teaches political science at the City University of New York. He told VOA that immigrants alone will not save Detroit. He says any economic activity is grabbed by economists as positive.
You increase the overall financial numbers of the country, but the people who benefit most from that are the immigrants themselves. And that's fine. You know, we want them to prosper. But please don't tell me that what you're doing is saving the country or the city or the town.
Renshaw says Detroit has a long history of political corruption and one of the highest murder rates in the country. He says those problems cannot be solved by new immigrants. The administration of President Donald Trump says immigrants with few skills take away economic opportunities for native-born Americans. Yet Global Detroit director Steve Tobachman disagrees. Immigrants are leading in the city's recovery, he says. Tabakman adds that new residents are moving in and helping to stabilize working-class communities by fixing up homes, opening up businesses, and creating more consumers.
We see a hard-working yet very low-income community, and what I expect to see is through more people moving into the city, particularly because immigrants are driving that, neighborhood stabilizing, and those communities that stabilize will begin to retain and attract new businesses, create more jobs, and that is the pathway forward.
Tabakman says depopulation remains the biggest problem facing Detroit. He says immigrants are our best hope to rebuilding, especially on the neighborhood level. I'm Dorothy Gundy.